convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll get determine what the future will bring. And we're going to certainly get to our special guest here in just a few minutes. But before I do that, I wanted to comment on this story that you just heard on the news, that certainly that people are very upset because a man who'd been accused, the Libyan who'd been accused of being responsible for the bombing of Pan Am 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, many years ago, had been released, sent home to a hero's welcome in Italy. Now, pardon me, in Libya. Why would we release this gentleman, who had been convicted of murdering hundreds and hundreds of people, several hundred people? Why would we do that? Well, you have to understand that there are many people who've known all along that he wasn't guilty. Why wasn't he guilty? Well, let me give you a few examples. Do you remember the bombing of the American embassy in 1983 in Beirut, as followed very shortly thereafter by the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut in 1983? Over 240 Marines were killed there. We know from Bob Baer's book, Robert Baer's book, See No Evil, that the government knew ahead of time that the attack was coming on the American embassy. We have to assume they knew the attack was coming on the Marine barracks, and they did nothing to stop it. They knew the attack was carried out by the Iranians, by Hezbollah, and we did nothing to stop that. The man who was in charge of that was the prime minister of Iran at the time, a man named Massoud. And, of course, nothing has been ever done to Massoud. In fact, recently when he ran against Ahmadinejad for the presidency of Iran, the United States blocked the man who is known throughout the world as the Butcher of Beirut because he killed so many people. Now, you're not going to read that in the controlled press in America, but that's true. And, of course, what does that have to do with the Lockerbie bombing? Well, very simply, because if you go up in the Internet and you type in Lockerbie bombing Iran, you will find out that there's a great deal of evidence that Iran was really behind the Lockerbie bombing. But we accused Libya and we convicted a Libyan of that. Why? Well, there were two people on trial. One of them was turned stock free. The other has been let go in 7 years, supposedly because he's dying of cancer. And he got a hero's welcome in Libya. We'd be well rewarded. He took the fall because the American government told Libya to do that because we were covering for Iran. Why would we be covering for Iran? Because everything is on a timetable, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that we're moving towards a war with Iran in the not-too-distant future. But had these things been brought out in 83, had these been brought out, certainly at the time of the Lockerbie bombing, why, of course, we would have had to do something to Iran. We brought the Ayatollahs to power. We've kept the Ayatollahs in power. And most of what you think and what you see today is simply not true. But go up on the Internet, check out, and see if what I've told you is true. We do carry Robert Baer's book, See No Evil. You want to get it. You want to read it. You want to find out that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. And with that as a background, we have Mr. Bob Rainier with us today, who's going to talk about what's going on financially. Thank you very much for being with us, Bob.
Hello, Dr. Stan. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are and certainly why you're concerned about what's going on today financially?
Well, I'm concerned because I run a company called investyourself.com. And what we do there is we try and educate people on what's really going on in the world, not necessarily the stuff that mainstream media might tell you is going on, but what's really going on under the surface. And that way you can protect yourself and maybe even profit from it.
Well, how are you going to profit in times like this? I wouldn't want to be in that stock market. Certainly, I believe it's manipulated, and it's obviously been manipulated up. It'll go down when they want it to. The commodities are manipulated. How can we make money in times like this?
Well, it's harder. You know, it's certainly not your daddy's market, so to speak. Back then, we used to worry about things like profit and loss and P.E. ratios and book-to-bill and all kinds of accounting jargon. But now, to be honest with you, as ugly as it sounds, we operate on a whole different level, and that level is simply this. The market is really manipulated to the point where its entire job is to take the most amount of money from the most amount of people at any one time. So if you can kind of determine, well, which people would get hurt the most, the short sellers or the long sellers at any particular time, you can make a pretty good estimated guess on which way they're going to push the thing, and I'll be darned, we get it right quite often.
All right, now, do you then offer advice on this or what?
Well, what we do is we talk about it. Not being a registered investment advisor, I'm not allowed to take over someone's portfolios or anything like that, but I'm certainly free to give my opinions on where things are going to go and how they might get there. And if somebody would like to follow along, knock on wood, they still have that right in America.
Well, they do for the time being. So basically, what is your interpretation of how we got into the mess we are and what's going to happen in the future? And certainly, as you point out, what can people do to protect themselves and to survive in times like this?
Well, the mess that we got ourselves in was not by accident, Dr. Stan. This was not a series of oops or good ideas gone bad. This was simply a bunch of fairly elite people, the real power brokers of the world, saying, okay, we're going to do this. And by doing this, we know the fallout will be this. But then we'll be able to scream to Congress and tell everybody we'll be eating bugs in the front yard if they don't bail us out. And they will. And we'll start the game over again. It's really been quite an interesting ride, but it has not been by accident. This was not a bunch of failed policy. This wasn't a bunch of just good intention mistakes. When you, like with the current housing bubble, when you make loans to people that you know do not have the ability to pay them back, you have to know either that's going to go bad or you have a backup plan. Well, they had a backup plan, and they had a precedent for that backup plan back in the 80s with the SNL debacle. They realized if they screamed to Congress bad enough, no matter how bad they boogered up the works, Congress would have to bail them out because Congress didn't know if they were right. Would the whole world economy crash? Oh, my goodness, we better do what they say. And they did it again.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly agree with you. Everything that's happened has been contrived. And certainly Elliot Spitzer tried to tell the American people that in the early part of 2008, the fact that that basically the whole... No, it was the first... No, I'm sorry. It was the first part of 2008. And he wrote an article in the Washington Post that, you know, all these state attorney generals know that certainly this housing system is going to come down and collapse our entire economy. And for years they've been trying to stop these illicit and illegal methods of putting out mortgages and certainly the predatory lending practices. And they've been blocked by the Bush administration. And 3 weeks after the article was published in the Washington Post, why the FBI leaked a story intentionally and maliciously to discredit Elliot Spitzer and would shift the attention from why did the Bush administration stop the attorney generals from enforcing the law and preventing this collapse of our economy to what a bad guy Elliot Spitzer is because he had an affair with a prostitute. Why is the FBI, you know, investigating prostitution? Why is the FBI leaking stories? Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they do when people tell the truth. Most people have at least one or two skeletons in their closet, and if you tell the truth, they're going to come after you, even if you're rich and powerful, as Elliot Spitzer was. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Vernier and let him sort of develop his ideas of what people should do and perhaps get out his telephone number. And if you have a question, of course, our telephone number, as always, is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at Genesis.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan Beck, our guest is Bob Rainier. Bob, what would you like to tell our listeners today?
Well, I think that the most important thing I could forward to your listeners is that they have to really be careful with what they're hearing right now in this stage of the economy. Anytime you turn on the TV, you're being told about green shoots, and you're getting other people telling you that the housing market has bottomed, and you know we're on our path to getting back to normal, and on and on and on, this drone of trying to make people feel better, make people think it's all over, when in reality it's not. It's, not to be the doom and gloomer, but we've got an awful rough road to hoe ahead of us, and we'll probably be in worse shape a year from now than we are right now. So just be careful with what you hear and what you believe.
All right, fine. Well, how long do you think this recession is going to last?
I don't believe that we're in a recession. I believe we're actually in a depression and probably still are. The time frame could be as far out as three more years. We've got so many things battling against us. And, of course, you know, it's fairly easy to manufacture a rally in the market. It's fairly easy to create and manufacture better economic numbers. When you look at the fact that right now we have either pledged and or spent already $12 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars, in trying to combat this, quote, recession. One of my favorite economists, Jimmy Rogers, who traveled the world on a motorcycle after he made billions of dollars, he had an interesting quote. He says, hey, give me $1 trillion and I'll show you a good time too. And he's exactly right. You put $12 trillion, quote, out there, and it's going to have an effect. The problem is, just like cash for clunkers, it's an immediate boost. It's a shot of vitamins. It makes everybody feel good for a little while. But when the effects wear off, you're in worse shape than when you started. And that's what's going to happen here.
I was just thinking, you know, we ought to have money for mattresses, finance for furniture, certainly dollars for donuts, and certainly the donut manufacturers need help. Why, we could come up with all sorts of wonderful things to get the economy going. The only trouble is, what happens when the government doesn't have any more money to pour in to stimulate one segment of the economy over another?
Well, not only that, not only what happens when they don't have any more money, as you and I both know, they don't have any money to do the programs that they're doing now, and it's all just been printed out of thin air and borrowed again, so instantly it becomes a debt with an interest payment. So not only are they, you know, picking specific industries to try and resuscitate and keep alive, and but they're doing it with money that was borrowed. So with the multiplier effect, you're basically going to have to pay it back four times for the stimulus that you have going on right now, and this stimulus will wear off.
Of course, the interesting thing is, you know, they put Bernie Madoff in prison because he ran a Ponzi scheme. He was paying out benefits from the money that was coming in. But how is that any different than Medicare and Social Security? And for Medicare is already putting out more money that they're taking in, and that's why they have to do something through the health care delivery system. They're not telling you that, but Medicare, there is no money in the Medicare fund because they spent it just like Bernie Madoff did. And within a couple of years, a congressman suggested Social Security will be the same place. Certainly it would have lasted, you know, another 10, 12 years. But, of course, now they've got between 25 and 30 million people unemployed or underemployed, and they're not paying into Social Security. So Social Security, of course, within a couple of years, will be putting out far more than it's taking in, exactly like Bernie Madoff. Do you think we could put Congress in prison?
I think it would be a good start. I think there's an awful lot of them that belong there. Or at minimum, take Bernie out of prison, at least let him run the show. If he's going to run a Ponzi show, at least put somebody there that knows how to do it and turn a profit from it. That'd be nice.
Right.
But you're exactly right. All of these government policies and programs are nothing more than highfalutin Ponzi schemes. And, you know, one of the interesting things that I've noticed over the last few months of doing interviews across the country, doing radio shows like yourself, and, you know, there is definitely an awakening going on. People that really didn't care for a long, long, long time are waking up. And I had this caller call into a show, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, and I was really taken aback by it. He said, look, I got to tell you, I was the ultimate ostrich. I just wanted to be fat, dumb, and happy, go to work, come home, watch my football game. I didn't care what was going on. I really couldn't get involved. He said, I pulled my head out of the sand once I lost my job, and I looked around. He said, you know what? I don't even recognize this place. This is America? What happened? And I said, well, congratulations for waking up. And I'm seeing that kind of thing all across the country. It really is pretty amazing.
Well, I think it is, too. And I've been at this game for 47 years, longer than most people have. And I'm more optimistic now than I've ever been before, because I think that as people lose their jobs, they lose their homes, and then they begin, of course, to begin to realize that they've been lied to by the media. That was the biggest thing that really got my attention 47 years ago, was the realization that 47 years ago, the media was controlled and was shaping my reality. And once people can begin to understand that, then they can begin to think independently, and they can begin to understand what is really going on, the fact that there are powerful forces working behind the scenes. Well, what do you have a newsletter or something of that sort that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. We do produce a newsletter. It comes out twice a week. It comes out on Sundays and Wednesdays, and it's called the Financial Intelligence Report. It's completely free. All we ask is that you throw your email address in our little box, and we'll start sending it to you. We won't advertise to you. We won't spam you. We don't sell email addresses. And we discuss these kind of things, but it's a little edgy. It's a little raw. We discuss what's really going on behind the scenes, and once you dig under the surface, things are pretty ugly under the surface. So it's not your standard fare, that's for sure, but knock on wood, usually we can find a bright spot. If we can't get over it or under it, maybe we can get around it. There's generally a way that we can either profit from the things that are going on, or we can at least protect ourselves from it. And that's what we try and do every day.
Well, now, Chris, we hear a lot about how great the banks are doing. You know, Goldman Sachs made I think, a $3.5 billion profit in the second quarter, and certainly we know that a lot of the other banks made money in the second quarter, and of course we're told certainly the stocks on all of these banks have gone up dramatically. But what do you think? Is this real or is this all hype? Are we being lied to about the stability of our banks and how great they're doing, or is our bank system in danger?
Oh, absolutely. This is the biggest fraud being fostered on the American people since, I don't know, No, the banks are insolvent. This is accounting fraud, and I can tell you how they do it.
All right, well, you're going to have to tell us when we get back. Our guest, Bob Rainier, we're going to be back in just a moment right here at Genesis, and welcome your calls.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Rainier. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But certainly, Bob, would you like to get your web page and your telephone number out?
I would love to. As a matter of fact, if your listeners were to call our toll-free number at 877-877-4201, we have an interesting report we did up in hard copy called Gold Money Manipulation. And I think it's quite an eye-opener for a lot of people. I think they'd enjoy it.
All right, fine. Now, what about gold? I mean, is gold a good investment? Silver a good investment? Should we be in hard metals? Should we be speculating in the stock market? Should we be buying bonds? What about T-bonds? What do you feel about these things?
Well, I think that the ultimate safety does indeed come from gold and silver. No question about that. And I think that everybody should have as much of it as they can carry, to be honest with, as much as they can have. Now, that doesn't mean, and I really do mean this, if we know that the markets are manipulated and we know that they are either going to go up or down in periods of time, it would be foolish not to attempt to make even more money from that market that you can turn over into gold and silver. And that's what we try and accomplish. A lot of times people will ask us, how come our trading account seems to be so minimally funded? We don't use a tremendous amount of money. And the answer is simple. Whenever we do have substantial profits, we turn right over and buy more gold and silver because we believe that in the future, they're going to be one of the only two things that really hold their value as the rest of the world devalues their currency in trading wars.
Well, certainly things don't look very good as far as the survival of the American dollar, and people really don't understand that the best way to destroy a nation is to debauch the currency, and that's what they're in the process of doing. But are these people stupid, or do they know exactly what they're doing?
No, they know exactly what they're doing. None of this is being done by stupid people. It's being done by people with agendas. And unfortunately, the agendas of the ruling elite class, so to speak, are much, much different than the average person's. If I get together with a group of guys and, you know, we have a conversation. One guy might be talking about his upcoming fishing trip, or he's going to the mountains, or he's doing it. When you sit together with a group of billionaires from high-ranking governmental spots and financial positions around the world, you'll never hear a conversation like that. Their conversations revolve around what can we do next? Where's the next expansion? How do we get a little more control over this, that, or that? How can we influence more lives? It's really, really a different mindset. And the things that we're seeing are the results of years of those mindsets that have been put into action a little at a time, kind of like the old proverbial boiling a frog a little at a time so that people don't see it, manipulate the media so that they don't hear it, and before you know it, you're cooked. And we're paying the price for being cooked.
All right, fine. Well, Sidney, now who are these elites? Do we have any idea who they are?
Well, we really do. They're the names that you don't see in the paper. They go more by groups, if you would. The most visible group would, of course, be the UN. A lot of the global rules, they get floated at the UN. And then you have other interesting groups. The Trilateral Commission, for instance. People may have heard of the Bilderbergs and their meetings of several hundred high-ranking officials around the world each year. They get together, discuss things. And it sounds like conspiracy nut stuff. Unfortunately, the joke is on the people that don't believe it, because that's exactly what they want. They want you to feel, oh, that's silly, that's crazy talk. You know, a group of a couple thousand people can't really rule the world or lay down agendas Oh, really? Well, 545 of our congressmen and senators make all the rules for 3 million people, 300 million people in our country, don't they? Well, they sure do, and that's exactly how it works. So there are names out there, but it's more aligned with the groups and the power that those groups sway.
And, of course, I always like to say we have the finest congressman in Washington, D.C. that money could buy, and I'm afraid that that is really the way the system works. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bob or Sidney, if you agree or you disagree. Now, as far as investment is concerned, you've said that gold and silver is a good investment. What about something like T-bonds? What about corporate bonds? Where would they fit in this hierarchy of investment?
Well, I don't believe in corporate bonds very much at all. As we see, corporations can indeed go belly up. And the more egregious side of that is the accounting side. You really don't know what you're being told. When that CEO comes out every quarter and tells you, you know, their quarterly earnings release, you really don't have a clue if it's even remotely factual. And we can prove that simply by looking at what GE went through just about 10 days ago. GE had to pay a fine, although they admitted no wrongdoing, of course, but they had to pay a fine for falsely producing earnings reports during 2001-2002, and the reports were bolstered to make them look better than they really were. Well, they got a slap on the wrist, and they still don't admit to any wrongdoing, of course, but if GE, probably one of the top 10 industrial companies in the world, can get snagged a little by falsifying their earnings reports, am I not to believe the rest of them have their hand in the cookie jar? Well, of course they do. So when you're looking at corporate bonds, you cannot trust what they've got to say, and therefore we don't know when their bonds will not be payable anymore. So I try to stay away from them. But as far as T-bills, as long as you keep the duration short, one thing Uncle Sam is very good at is printing money, and he will print money and cover the T-bills, although the dollars he gives you back for them might not be worth very much, but at least you'll get some. So we try and avoid them. I mean, if we have to, we'll get some, but very short term, 2-month, 3-month, 6 months at the most.
All right, fine. So would you want to hazard what sort of things you might, if people were to take your newsletter, what sort of things would they have? Would they be suggestions on perhaps investing in stocks, or perhaps in shorting some of these sophisticated things by which, of course, you can double up if the market goes down? Of course, you'd lose twice as much if the market goes up. But what sort of things, then, should people be going into?
I think that it depends a lot on the person's experience level and how comfortable they are with doing anything when it comes to the stock market. The last thing I need somebody to do is show up as a complete newbie and just dive in with both hands and fist blazing and you're going to take over the world. That's a sure way to lose some money and end up getting spanked. But depending on a person's comfort level, if they're comfortable buying or shorting stocks, or if they're comfortable with the concept of the inverse ETFs, like you just mentioned, ones that will return two or even three times, depending if you've got your call correct and the market goes the right way, then that's a very valuable tool. And we try and stay as conservative as we can. We're not day traders. We're not shooting from the hip. But we try and look at the trend, which way the trends are, we take pieces out of the middle of that trend. And I think that's a game that everybody should play to some extent because, once again, it's extra money that you can roll back over and buy some real metal with.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program with Bob Vernier. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Vernier. And once more, why don't you get your telephone number out there?
Sure thing, Dr. Stan. My number is 877-877-4201, and just request the gold money and manipulation paper. And if you do that and then hop over to investyourself.com and get our newsletter, I think you'll see things, your listeners will see things in a whole different light.
Well, and what do you hope to accomplish for people? After all, you're not charging for your material?
Well, I have a pretty simple business model. We give our newsletter away completely for free. And we have found that if we put in good information, information that can be used for those people that need a little extra help, we do have a subscription service. And basically all that is, it's $159 a year. And it's just a snapshot over my shoulder of what exactly I'm buying at any one particular time during a day or a week or whenever, buying or selling. And we see that a lot of people after, 6, 8, 10 weeks of getting a newsletter, they decide to become members, and it works very well.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. My impression is that we are in a very, very serious problem. I certainly do not believe for one minute that the green shoots are much of anything other than the imagination of the people who are trying to convince us that things are getting better. I almost have a feeling we're in the eye of the hurricane. Certainly we see continuing loss of jobs. We see continuing foreclosures. If you look at some of the anticipations, they're talking about these homes being foreclosed up to 2012, 2013. And there's any, you know, and certainly I don't see the, any possible prospects of a return to an highly industrialized society, because it would appear that the major agenda of the people who control our country is to ship our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth to other countries. Would you agree or disagree with that premise?
Oh, I agree 100%. When the global elitists look at the world and you have, 6 billion people on this planet that just barely get by, and then you had this little pocket of 300 million that were really quite prosperous, living free, quite independent, quite productive, they had an enormous challenge. They either had to bring up the other 5.7 billion people to our standards or take us down to their standards to equalize things out, and that is exactly what they have done. And they do it by getting rid of the good jobs. They promote it as being great outsourcing and offshoring and how wonderful it'll be. No, it's horrible. It's horrible. They fight against the idea of placing tariffs on like items. They say that's what caused the Great Depression 1 to be worse. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Just misinformation everywhere so that people would follow the line and act like little sheep. And sure enough, once again, we're paying for that 30 years of agenda, actually more than that, but especially ramped up in the last 30 years, and we're paying for it now. We have no jobs. We binged ourselves on credit because we were all told that's what you do, and you keep up with the Joneses. And you're right. There's no green shoots. There's media-induced green shoots and Obama-induced green shoots, and they tell you how great things are. But things are not great, and they're going to get worse again.
Well, the only good thing I can think of is the media is having real problems, and other number of major newspapers across the country are in real trouble, or some of them have actually shut down. What's already so interesting is Reader's Digest, which is going into bankruptcy. Of course, it's always been establishment, lots of nice little articles, you know, but it has always been putting out the bad information and misleading the people like the Pied Piper of Hamlet and leading them to their own destruction. So about the only good thing I can see is that the alternative radio, and I'm certainly that you're well acquainted with that, is having an impact. What is your impression? Do you think more and more people are turning to the Internet and to Internet radio and shortwave to get reliable information?
Oh, absolutely they are. And that's exactly why the Obama administration came up with the idea of the Internet czar and told everybody how the Pentagon was being attacked and there was all these cyber attacks, and now we needed an Internet czar to protect us from the evildoers. And that's nothing at all more than a response to the fact that people are indeed fed up with mainstream media. They're trying to get their information from real sources, and they're turning to the Internet. And guess what? The elitists don't like that. When we look back just, 2 months ago with the Iran elections and the mess that was going on over there, 75% of the news and the photos that we got were by private citizens using Twitter and Facebook and getting information out of that country because the country controls the Internet. They control the media. And people here in the States, there's quite a few high-ranking officials that hate the idea of a completely free Internet. And when there you have it. Now you've got a czar who at one point will have the power to shut down portions of the Internet if he deems necessary. So that's a slippery slope, but yes, indeed, people are awakening and people are trying to get the truth, and as they find out the truth, just like that caller I had a couple weeks ago, they're shocked and dismayed, and they're even blaming themselves. They said, yeah, I was an ostrich. I had my head in the sand, and now I'm tired of it. I'm looking around, and I don't like what I see. What can I do? That's a great change.
Well, I think it's interesting that the Obama administration has far more czars than the Romanovs did in Russia before the Russian Revolution. Hey, we're out of time. It's been a pleasure. Nice talking to you, Bob. Please keep in touch. Thanks very much for being our guest today.
Dr. Stan, I love hearing your show. I always enjoy your show, so thank you for having me on. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed our guest. And well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. Well, we have about 60 outlets every week, about 33 outlets every weekend on our Saturday program. We're just trying to get people to see what's going on. We're warning them not to take the swine flu. We're warning that there's a genocidal agenda. We're warning them that all this talk about, oh, the danger of sugar and obesity, they know what's producing a lot of the obesity. It's the aspartame that produces pathological obesity, and it's almost in everything, and they know that. They just don't want you to know that they're poisoning you, and they're poisoning you and your children with aspartame and mercury and simply MSG and genetically modified foods and pesticides and insecticides. And a lot of the medicines you're taking are deadly. You know, the statin drugs you should never be taking. Many of the antihypertensive drugs do far more harm than good. But they can't tell the American people that they're intentionally and purposely poisoning them. And then you'll certainly want to get our new 4-tape set on swine flu. Why we'll have it available in 2 or 3 days. We want you to get it. We want you to copy those 4 tapes. We want you to get them out. They intend to poison the American people. And one of the most dangerous things that we face is the very real threat, certainly, of the squalene that's in the swine flu because it's the same thing was in the Gulf War illness that's killed so many of the veterans in the first Gulf War, and they know that. They just don't want the American people to know. If you haven't read my Population Agenda monograph, it's up on the Internet, or if you buy anything from us, and just ask for a copy of the Population Control monograph, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. And we want you to copy it, and we want you to get it out far and wide. People have to know that there really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. You want to get our talk on the population reduction program, Nandir College Genocide, and Population Control. They're three separate talks. And then you'll want to get our DVD. Those are all on DVD. Two are on DVD, one's on video. Then you want to get Alex Jones' DVD, The End Game. It's The End Game by Alex Jones. You'll certainly want to get our four-tape set on population control. Vitally important. You understand that they're talking about, oh, how terrible it is. You know, 1,400 people have died throughout the entire world of confirmed swine flu, but they kill over 2,500 people every day of malaria, which is preventable by the use of DDT, and it was outlawed specifically because it was saving too many lives. We can document that fact from the memoirs of Alexander King, who was co-chairman of the Club of Rome, and he wrote about how the reason we had to get rid of DDT is people were dying of malaria, and we needed them to die of malaria to keep the population down. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want to kill off the majority of the world. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Do you really want to give them control of your health care? Do you want to take their vaccines? Do you want to give their vaccines to your children? We'll be back in just a moment here.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry...